With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Life hasn't been the same for bookseller Olga Shepherd ever since an airplane crashed into her bookshop in the Cincinnati, Ohio suburb of Montgomery.
I had turned to ring up the check of $300 that was the sale, and out of the side of my eye, I saw this ball of fire and then this terrific explosion that threw me down behind the counter.
Olga Shepherd was knocked unconscious.
When I came to, the register was on top of me, and a half a dozen books and the chair, that was on top of me. And my first conscious thought was that we had been hit by an atomic bomb.
Shepherd and a customer escaped the flames by crawling out of a window. Her books had already turned to ashes.
I saw no books on the shelves. All I saw was charred paper.
Firemen rescued Mrs. Shepherd's husband from a second-floor porch and removed a badly burned bookkeeper from a back room. The six people on board the plane were killed. The victims included a team of FBI agents escorting an accused embezzler back to Cincinnati from Chicago. That all happened in December of 1982. Olga Shepherd says Montgomery, Ohio officials permitted her family to salvage some items from the charred bookstore, then razed the building.
By 9 o'clock on the following morning, there was nothing left of that house or any of my 60 years of living.
Then the city added insult to injury.
At the end of 6 months' time, they sent me a bill. This is the city of Montgomery. Sent me a bill for $8,000 for the removal of that piece of property that belonged to me.
Olga Shepherd's husband is now in a nursing home after suffering a heart attack and later a stroke. She has put her property up for sale and appears to have abandoned any plans of opening a new store. But
I do a small amount of business. I'm doing consulting and I'm doing acquisitioning and I do special orders. Out of a desk that's given to me by one of the business people in Montgomery without a fee.
And she has her old telephone number. Olga Shepherd was proud of the bookstore she owned for 12 years, the finest in the Cincinnati area, she says. Now, it's a vacant lot. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.